such a long road through the rain and snow, from the days before the railways rolled, when the coal fields seemed to expand by the hour, and a few wealthy men held all of the power. Murray, Spence and Buick challenged the powers that be, couldn't turn their backs on the pain and poverty. Stood up to the cruel rulers, strong and brave, while Turner and the others stood up for the slaves. Newcastle was growing into a great city, full of tough people with warm hearts full of pity for those who were never given a decent chance. Town of solidarity, fairness, tolerance. They remembered those massacred at Peterloo and the suffering of the slaves far away too. Built a society where people could live with dignity, with unions and cooperatives. More and more men slowly won the right to vote, when they weren't digging coal or building great boats. While with help from Kathleen and Northumbrian Emily, women finally joined them, they too were set free. The castle was growing into a great city, full of tough people with warm hearts full of pity for those who were never given a decent chance. A town of solidarity, fairness, tolerance. Hard years came relentlessly after the Great War, as mines and shipyards slowly closed their doors. But people remembered who was they really well, and had no time for Mosley and his black shoes. Newcastle honoured the leader of civil rights in the city of railways, turbines and electric lights. It's been a long walk to a better world, but it isn't over yet. It's for us to remember, never to forget. The castle was growing into a great city, full of tough people with warm hearts full of pity for those who were never given a decent chance. A town of solidarity, fairness, tolerance.